For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hi, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus. I'm Gregor. I work at 107.7 The End. No one really cares about this part, I don't think. But from the wasteland of... Oh, that's right. Sucked into a black hole.
Again?
Brandon from the internet. Oh, he can't even make it on time. And Siege is literally sitting here while there's a hurricane destroying Florida.
Hell yeah.
We call him Corndog One, but you can call him Siege. Hi, Siege.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Well, just realizing I didn't set up my windows correctly, and so now I'm like scrambling to get everything into place.
That's all right. I'm kind of doing the same thing on my end over here. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm messing with some new stuff.
Some
Let's
nude
just put
stuff.
It like that.
Save your only fan boats for later, all right?
No, that's, man. Everybody come check me out at OnlyFans. OnlyFans.com/siegeness.
I feel like people should check this mustache out on OnlyFans. I think maybe
Hell yeah,
my
dude.
OnlyFans
your mustache
angle.
Is amazing right now.
Thank you. It was I do this frequently where I shave my beard off for the most part. I get it like pretty low, and then I always leave a mustache for at least the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ran into my friend who always is like way out front on stuff that's cool, and I saw him and he was like, "Whoa, dude, Greg, that. Keep that mustache." And I was like,
I told you before, man, that sucker's killer.
It's not bad. It's good push broom on my face. Is that what they say?
I have a feel like I have a feeling like Brandon will be slightly jealous of the girth and massiveness of this mustache.
I've been able to throughout the years, like that's one thing that has come in for me is that it's still nice and gingerish. And so it doesn't have a lot of gray in it like the rest of my beard does. And so it's all right, man. It's all right. Well, thanks for the nice thing, saying the nice things about it. I really appreciate that.
I love it.
Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, of course, we have producer Sean Gravy Gervin. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. One of us did actually serve our country. You can guess whom.
Me.
Let us know what we get wrong, and more importantly, maybe, if there's any hope, what we get right. You can check us out and chime in, say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. Siege, anyone chiming in after we both lost the password to our social media and then recovered it?
Finally, yeah. Actually, there were a couple of notes. Let's see.
You can follow us on Instagram at nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out, if you want to join in on the silliness and stupidity that is this podcast that we barely maintain. But as I said, we both lost the password, so it was it's a thing. Anyway.
Yeah, it was, let's see. I've only got one available right now because I haven't gone back in there yet, but it is Melissa from Bull Valley, Illinois, listed a ton of anime characters, most of them with blood on their faces, as her first cartoon crushes, which apparently I completely forgot was last week's question of the week, which still looking at the thing for.
That's right. We asked people something about which cartoon character they'd bang or something like that.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. And I'm still trying to find that sounder. There we go.
Good. We are on top of it today. Brandon doesn't show up, and then here we are scrambling to get something done. It's like the whole thing falls apart without Brandon. I got a really nice message I just thought of when you were reading that. Helen from West Seattle, I believe, messaged me about the pod, and there we are. Hi, Helen. She acknowledged when Brandon made me cry last week? That was real bad.
I got lots of messages about that. Like, is he okay?
Yeah, no, I wasn't okay. It was that was very sad. So Helen, thanks for saying. I'll leave out what she said because it was personal or whatever. But she said, on a happier note, have a great time in Japan. I loved Kyoto, especially the area around the Imperial Palace. I have no recommendations for you. It's been 20 years since I've been. Okay, good, good, good. She did say that if when approaching the entrance to an attraction, hearing ego, ego means English. Not just me having a giant ego to match my mustache. That's what I thought the first time, which I thought it was about me. So makes sense or whatever. But yeah, thank you, Helen. I have been to Japan before, and I loved the same stuff that you're talking about in this message, and we really appreciate you listening to Nerd Talk Plus. It's very silly and fun. She talks about how we make her guffaw a lot, so that's...
yes.
You know, what can I say? You've made me guffaw all these years. The least I can do is offer moral support, and you did it.
I wonder if that's why Brandon's not here. He's still reeling from last week.
Oh man, I gotta give Brandon credit, like, you know, teasing him or whatever, but he definitely like reached out afterwards and you could tell he felt awful. And,
are you kidding me? He was silent for 15 minutes.
And as I explained to him, like, yeah, I that hurt my feelings a lot. But it wasn't, there was no intent in that. It just landed hard. It wasn't,
yeah,
he wasn't trying to be mean. He was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And like, I just happened to be a casualty of that, even though he was being funny. And so, just to clear for so that way everyone knows from behind the scenes or whatever, Brandon's a stand-up guy and was very, very sweet about the whole thing. And I wasn't upset with him, just with the subject matter. And if you don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to last week.
Yeah, he's a stand-up guy, except when he's a dick.
Except for that.
So you come back this week and assert dominance with your mustache.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that is definitely what this is actually all about. I'm like, oh, that's cute. You got some hairs up there? Check this out, you dummy.
Oh, yeah, buddy. This is a full man mustache.
So, Siege, you talk a lot about having dreams about Brandon, I think, specifically. Is like,
well, kinda... I have dreams that just kind of like end up like with real life stuff.
Yeah.
And Brandon dies in most of them. So, you know, I mean, whatever.
Well, I don't like, I think it's the sleep apnea, but I don't like have these dreams that I tend to remember very well.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
Even with the CPAP?
Now it's getting better. And so that's where this is going, is that I've been having, so I'm listening to an audiobook. It's a series of books called The Expanse, and the Martian Navy have basically mech suits. And the Gatling guns on them shoot like 1,000 rounds a minute or something like that, or like something. I mean, it's like they could shoot like 10,000 rounds a minute or something that's insane that would never be possible, right? And so I've been having dreams. Shout outs to John Manley.
Whoa, sup, dummy?
I've been having dreams about John Manley.
Wow.
Where he and I are cops, and we get one of those guns.
This is awesome.
And he had like a lot of follow-up questions, and I was like, oh, we don't accomplish anything because we have this crazy gun.
No, we just go blow stuff up.
We're not successful cops. We're not like doing anything. We're just shooting this gun off. And he was like, oh, so it's kind of like that time we did commentary for the Sounders junior team.
Oh my God, that was so great.
Only without tuxedo t-shirts. And I was like, I didn't say anything about tuxedo t-shirts. Like, I could still input that into the brain and try and make it happen in the dreams. But it like, it takes me a few days to realize that I had a dream about something, unless, you know, it comes to a happy ending.
Yeah.
And so, So
unless you wake up screaming,
which I mean,
of joy or pain.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever it might
be. Both of which are happy.
Clenching the sheets. I woke up one morning and I was like, oh, I just had that dream again, but it never gets anywhere. It's just like, it's like Manly and Gerg police, and then I'm like, check out this gun they gave us, and then it like shoots 1,000 rounds, and we're like, whoa, and then it's
that's
over,
incredible, like, yeah. I love this.
So yeah, thank you to James S.A. Corey for writing something that has made it into my dreams. I finished book 3 today, so book 4 starts tomorrow.
How many books are there?
9.
Well,
there's 10 because there's like a book of short stories that like tie the whole thing together. I've listened to the whole series or read like parts of it also for the all 9 before. And then I have the paperback for the in-between stories, the short stories that I have to read or listen to. So, yeah. Anyway.
Is this the one that you said is like 59 hours?
Oh, no. They're 20 hours a piece times 9. So like... Well, at least you still have recording power.
I do have recording power. Oh, my God.
The lights are off in Siege Central.
I love it.
Looks like the backup lights came on, like the fire lights, probably.
It does. Oh, a second here. Let me...
There's like one screen in the background that appears to still be on. Oh, I can almost sort of see what Siege is doing on it.
Let's see what we got going on.
Oh, my God. My chili is coming back up here.
Oh,
now what are we seeing?
Oh, sorry. It's the weather map for where I'm located. Yeah, going a feeder band of Hurricane Helene, or whatever you call her, is actually up coming through right now. That's why everything's going nuts. Huh. So it's bad.
Is it Helene or Helen? I couldn't remember.
I don't know. It's got an E on it, so I'm going to pronounce it bad.
Okay, good. Because I don't want it to be Helen from, I think, West Seattle who messaged us.
No, definitely not Helen from West Seattle who, thank you, you were awesome for taking care of my boy.
All right, well, Mr. Oh. I'm a realtor and can't share any of the content that we make, Brandon.
Right?
Because I don't want to ruin my business.
I'm afraid of the internet.
Cool.
God, he's busy doing tug jobs, apparently. So that's,
he's got to do something.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so, okay, well, again,
I was going to ask you about that CPAP. That seems like performance-enhancing sleep.
Oh, dude. Okay, let me give you an example of how this works for me. I go to Green Day on Monday. Amazing. God, it was so good. They're so good. But Rancid really stole the show. So it was
hell yes.
It was the Linda Lindas, Rancid, the Smashing Pumpkins, and Green Day.
What a great lineup.
Boy, I don't know why they brought the Smashing Pumpkins, because that didn't fit. That was real weird.
Yeah, right.
They were fine. The Pumpkins, Billy sounded great, actually, but it was like mixed really weird, and it was way too loud, and it was like kind of like a weird... It just felt... There's something off about the whole thing, right? But Rancid comes out, and they're unbelievable. As I made a post about it, they no in-ears, no synced-up light show, just pure punk rock up... for 40 minutes or whatever, and it was awesome. I mean, oh my God, it was so good. I need a candy. That
sounds amazing.
I waited to get a couple drinks in me because I didn't want to have 91 of them. I was at the ballpark, and it's so expensive. Also, watching Rancid from the label-provided suite that we sat in, there's like a juxtaposition there that feels real dumb, okay? I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Those punk rockers not using any of the technology are playing to me being like, yes, I approve! Like, but I also knew all the songs.
With my $19 beer?
Yeah, I mean, 17, but yeah, pretty close.
Close.
So, I get myself 2 20-ounce throughout the night, 2 20-ounce hard seltzers, because that's what I drink now because I'm on this stupid diet, because I don't want to be on the Fat Bachelor, apparently. But and let me just say that I sang every single word to all of Dookie as Green Day played it, and everyone around me just had, again, we're in a suite, so we're not like with the plebes. I'm just yelling the words to all. I like must have ruined 10 people's time at the show, because like, man, I don't sing well, and I know.
That sounds awesome.
Every word, and it's like the more I reflect on it, it's got to be in terms of influentially speaking, it's got to be like top 5 albums in my life, and like because clearly it like touched a nerve in me, and it all came out because I'd been drinking. So I get home somehow, and Hey, Sean, give him a thumbs down on that. I get home somehow, and I go to bed, and I put on the CPAP. I wake up at 2 a.m, like drunk and panicked. And then I drink a bunch of water, fall back asleep at 3, wake up at way too late at like 5 to go to work. And by 6 o'clock, I feel fine, totally fine, because I saw someone making a joke about it that like, it was on Dan Soder's podcast. It was like, you got to choose between, Dusty Slay said it. He's a comedian. And it was about, you got to choose between peeing the bed or getting some sleep. And your body's like, well, he's going to die if he doesn't sleep. So like, we'll just prioritize that over pee. Okay. And that's how that happens. And so with the CPAP, it's like pumping air into my body, which I would otherwise be snoring through or whatever. And yeah, once the brain wakes up, it's like the body is like, all right, well, you didn't. I wasn't hammered or anything, but I was like having a good time. And there was just the hangover goes right away because I just worked through it so quickly. So if anyone likes to have one too many beers at night, not 10 too many, but one too many, and you're thinking about the CPAP, do it for your like next day health. It's so good.
I just feel like maybe stealing an oxygen tank and maybe hooking myself up like that. Is it so I mean,
dude, Bert Kreischer, the comedian, on his tour, like every morning he has a team bring IVs in and plug everyone into that. So like, if you killed yourself drinking the night before, it's like, if you Sydney Sweeney's boobs yourself doing that the night before, by an hour later, you get a breakfast sandwich and an IV and you're feeling great again. So
I love it. I need to look into that. I mean, I don't have sleep apnea. I've been through several tests just trying to, you know, because I used to snore a whole hell of a lot when I was younger. It turns out it was from like a broken nose and long story short, I died on an operation table trying to get my sinuses out, and they had to cut a hole in the roof of my mouth. And ever since then, I don't really snore like I used to. But yeah. I want to kind of like, I just love the idea of forcing oxygen into my face like I'm in a Las Vegas casino.
Yeah.
To like just try and keep the energy going. And I don't know. There's just something about, I have an addictive personality. I'll admit that.
I feel like it's a winning move, dude. I wish I could get oxygen hooked up to the CPAP because it's just pumping air into my head. And yeah, it keeps me from snoring or whatever. That's the real benefit to it. But like, if I could get some pure oxygen going, if I could just get the mix a little heavier, I think that would be pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Now the problem is I can't travel without it because then I sleep like crap. So I'm at John Manley's house sleeping on his couch in Chicago, pretty hammered. Put that thing on. I have to like find a cord long enough and like get it all set up. And, yeah. But it was pretty cool. So that's good.
I like it.
All right. So we talk about things adjacent to this a lot, but this has got to be the worst sounding social media site ever. It would definitely make you feel 100% indestructible if you didn't know how to socialize, though. It's called Social AI, and it's a platform where literally all of your friends and followers are AI-generated bots.
Wow. 100%.
Wow. It's sort of like Twitter, only you actually don't know anyone on there.
Feels so lonely just saying it.
It describes it as a private social network where you receive millions of AI-generated comments offering feedback, advice, and reflections on each post you make.
Millions?
Now, when it says feedback, I don't think it means like
replies?
I don't think it's like, well, if you weren't, you know, if you didn't snore so much, or like, yeah. You think you're going to be on Fat Bachelor without a CPAP? Okay.
No way, buddy.
It's this not is a mean. CPAP
only zone.
Yeah, it's not like mean about it, but if you're like, I don't know what to have, should I have chicken tandoori or a cheeseburger? Like, people chime in to give you ideas or whatever.
Wow.
I feel like if you are on the internet and you post stuff and it gets no attention ever and you don't have a good social network, which is a very real thing. Like, I imagine that if you did it and suddenly started getting posts, real quick your brain would stop associating, like, well, these are fake. I think real quick you'd be like, wow. And then if you were like, you know what? I do think crocodiles ate all the Jews, that it would be like, yeah.
Yeah,
and then
buddy.
Suddenly you'd have like a conspiracy theory going.
Starts giving you articles related to it. It's like,
yeah.
Proving you right.
And then you start sharing it on Facebook and people are like, I knew it. The mm-hmm. Arabs is crocodiles or whatever, you know, like they would like that this would get out of hand real quick. Because then it also would become an echo chamber for all your stupid ideas, right? That's like basically how you make monsters.
Yeah. This sounds to me like somebody trying to do like the AI learning, the machine learning or whatever, so they could program Russian bots to actually work on the real social media platforms and start sending you fake stuff.
Gravy says, I get 4 likes on anything. If I suddenly got 100 or if I suddenly got 1,000, I'd be insufferable. Yeah. I mean, well, that's how influencers become so insufferable, right? Because they gotta keep getting that. They gotta like they figure it out and they gotta keep going. And it's So I think it would be really fun to try just to see what it's like, but I think it would be super dangerous. Now, when my poor old dad, before he died like a dummy, shout out to Peepaw, when he was when he was by himself after my mom died and he was lonely and I got him a Amazon Echo and he would like, you know, ask it for stuff and it would respond. He was like, this is the coolest thing. Now, all that is doing is like, it's 85 degrees outside in Albuquerque, New Mexico or whatever. But still, he like loved that. He absolutely loved it. And so I could see how as a tool for old people, it would be, it could be useful. Or for people that are lonely, I could see how the kind of the premise from Her is applied to this as well. But my God, it seems like you would like create some real monsters. Because that's what's happening now. People with crazy fringe ideas find other people who just want to support weird fringe ideas, and then they become 4chan, and then they become dangerous, and suddenly one of them is running the country because he figured out
how to tap. I was literally going to go to 4chan or like the 4chan version of porn. So it's like you're going all the way down like this. You're going all the way down this rabbit hole, and you have no idea what kind of disgustingness you get into. But it's you reach a platform, and you're like, "Oh yeah, maybe what's on the other side of this door?" And next thing you know, it's involving Nazis and poop.
Yeah, I mean, but then the problem is that somebody who's chaotic starts making jokes in there, and then you're like, "Ha ha, this is funny." And then suddenly you're like, "Ah, it's all just jokes, right? It's not so bad." And then suddenly you have an army of like crazy incel white dudes that are like making plans to go to. Oh, what's an early January trip to D.C. like?
Huh. Yeah. Let's poop on the Capitol building.
Guys, I read the most fun story. I don't know if fun's the right word or whatever, but it's from The Guardian. I love it. This is a headline for it. It said, "The pet I'll never forget, Shackleton, the cat who faked his own death."
I love it.
I'm all in on this. I love The Guardian for whatever reason. It's like...
The Guardian's good.
Yeah,
he's got something for me.
Apparently, during the pandemic lockdown, a cat showed up at someone's house and like hung out in the morning, and then was still there in the afternoon. At night, it was still there, and so finally, they were like, "You want to come in, bro, or whatever?" And the cat was like, "Yep." And then it found a fleece, and it just like was like, "I live here now." And they're like, "Okay." So this is right when all the shutdowns happened, so nothing was open. And like 6 or 8 weeks later, or whatever, when the veterinarians opened back up, they were able to take him and get his chip scanned, and they found that he was chipped, and they called the original owner, and the original owner was like, "Are you talking about Squeak?" His original name.
Oh my God.
He's not missing. Squeak's been dead and buried for 6 years.
What? How do they bury a cat with a chip in it that's alive?
So that is where my brain went. Like, how are you burying, that's got to be the ultimate and worst ways to die, right? Being buried alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what I thought first. And then I read more of it for once. And it was the family was on a like long term. They were gone for a couple weeks or a month or something like that. And the person taking care of the house found the cat dead. And so they were like, "Oh, no." So they wrapped the cat up in a box and everything. The owners were like, "Oh, this is awful. Do you mind burying the cat for us in the backyard?
Before we get back."
Yeah. And they were like, "Yeah, no problem." So put it into a box, bury it in a hole or whatever.
Wow.
And so when the people got back, it was this, you know, it was like a teenage girl's cat. And she was like really sad about it and everything. And so when this cat shows up at these other people's house down the street, it's like within a mile or two, and they're like, "Hey, this is your cat, right?" They're like, "Oh my God, it is Squeak. Oh my God, Shackleton is Squeak. This is great." So they become friends and everything is cool. It turns out that the person found a dead cat at these people's house and buried the dead cat. Thinking
what was a dead cat doing in this person's house?
Outside, probably, I'm guessing. But like, turns out that they found it and they just buried what they thought was the cat because it's not their cat. I would know that it wasn't the same cat personally because I care about animals, but... Yeah, and so the thing, the article, I should find the actual way that they said it. Yeah, it's from The Guardian. I just want to get it right because it's the last lines of it. So Shackleton the cat who faked his own death went home. We ended up friends with his family and went to visit. He had the manners to remember us. He died again in 2023.
That's great. Oh, my God. No, that's so weird. What was it with the pandemic and cats finding new places? I actually had a cat show up at my place during the pandemic as well. And like, it just kept showing up every morning, every night. Just before, like, I want to say probably like 2018 when we had a couple of, speaking of hurricanes, I think it was Hurricane Maria that came through.
Oh, yeah.
And blasted. Well, I've been through
one of those before. Oh, boy.
Yeah. And like, it blasted all right through my area. And there were actually three kittens.
Yeah, she blasted right through my area, too, let me tell you.
God bless Maria. There were three kittens that were born out on my patio. And it was one black one, one gray one, and one orange one. And, you know, of course I give them inappropriate names or whatever. And they were gone after the hurricane. So just like, I was like, whatever. Okay, cool. And one that looked exactly like one of them shows up about 2 years later, right at the beginning of the pandemic, and just kept coming around and hung out like literally right in the spot where those cats were born, and just kept coming in and coming in. Next thing you know, it's in my house. So I name him Furburger. And
as one does.
Yeah. And my sister at the time worked for animal control. So I was like, yo, can you check if this thing's got a chip, if it's got an owner or whatever? And if not,
you have two siblings.
Yes, I do. Yep. Yeah, it's all right.
This is a bigger break to me than anything else. I know you have a brother, but yeah. Now you also have a sister, apparently. Okay.
Yep. My sister's claim to fame is while she was working for animal control up in Palm Beach County, there was a bull riding around one of these giant backyards that.
God damn it, Florida.
it was getting renovated at a house. The person renovating that house, Vanilla Ice. Amazing.
A1A Beachfront Avenue. I'll never forget. CJ and I cruising down Cocoa Beach, and then he's like, "There, check that out, A1A." And I was like, "Wait, what? This is like a real thing? This is a real place?" You're like, "Yeah, it's a rap, of course. I mean, it might be a white guy or whatever, but it's still like about real stuff."
Damn right. So yeah, end of that story is Furburger was chipped and was gone from somebody's house who was like 4 miles away.
It's like, it was like, hey, remember me? Like, yeah, I do.
I do remember you.
Siege loves a ginge, let me tell you. Furburger.
Yes, sir. I should add Furburger to my top list of current gingers.
Hey, question for you. This is a tangent from gingers. Talk about gingers. When you see a picture of yourself, I mean, obviously beautiful and very handsome or whatever, right?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
When you see a picture of yourself, are you like, well, I'm getting a little older? Or are you like, God damn, I am old?
Dude, like, I look at myself recently and I'm like, God damn, I am old. But I, like, you're dead on. Like, the last couple of months just before this, I've been like, man, I'm getting older. I was like, what the hell is that? Is that a gray hair? And then I'm looking at myself right now. I'm like, oh, my God, is this like four? There's like four up there. And then my beard, which used to be bright red Viking style beard. And I'm just like, no, I can't do this anymore.
Okay. So like to my point, like, I feel like you don't look like an old guy yet, but
yeah, most people say I look younger than what I am. And I mean, I'd say that for everybody on this pod for real.
Then Gravy goes like, Gravy's got full face and head of dark hair. Still, he might have some grays in there. No big deal though. And
it's called just
and
for then, men. Just
and
for
then
Gravy.
He goes and, then he goes and, gets himself in shape, so he's looking young. And then, like, I see myself, and I'm like, ah, you're getting a little older, buddy. But then I see myself, like, the way I dress, the way I'm, like, with my kid and stuff like that. I'm like, nah, I'm still hanging in there. No big deal.
Yeah.
Then I see this ginger chick that, like, I fooled around with in high school, and I was like, oh, you're an old lady! Like, you look old! And she doesn't have kids to, like, ruin her life or anything. And I don't know if it's just poor genetics or something, but I was like, oh, you look like an old teacher. And she's like, cool and stuff. But I'm like, I don't know if I'm delusional or if we're at a volatile age where suddenly we'll look old, or if it's young at heart and dead on the inside, some sort of combination of that or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, from what I get from other people is they're always telling me about, you know, you stay happy on the outside and you make jokes and you have fun at stuff, you're going to stay younger. But like, I'm sure there's got to be, thank you, Gravy. I'm not going to say that out loud, but yes. I don't know what it is about all the guys in our like social group. We all tend to look younger. And I don't know if that's because we all dressed like unsponsored skateboarders or, you know, we're just like still out there doing like ridiculous stuff and music and being creative and having fun. But it's got
to
be something.
I can speak to Sean and I a little bit here because we were both much older when we had kids. And so we got to be young and silly and wild for as long as we wanted to. And so that became the lifestyle. I think dudes that got into the grind in their 20s, by the time they like have teenagers, they're like, just kill me. And they look like a million years old. I don't know how to explain my Gingy friend who looks a million years old, and I feel she I could with almost 100% certainty say she doesn't listen to this because we're not in touch anymore. It was just like got tagged on Facebook and she doesn't use Facebook type thing anymore. And and I was like, oh my God, whoever put this photo of you up is a monster. First of all, so. Greg makes a good point here. When we're going to LCD Sound System, it's all a bunch of dudes in the standard Seattle dude uniform of black hoodie and jeans. It was like, that's like a, we're like, maybe it's because we're playing to the city, to the culture that we're in, we're appropriate for that. And if we lived like in the suburbs and didn't have any fun, we probably would look a little bit different. And then Miami Siege over here. So yeah.
Miami Siege over here wearing a buffalo flannel shirt with a black hood on it, and
no sun on us, but Gingy lives in Portland, so like pretty much the same thing. Yeah, weird.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, should you be unlucky enough to find yourself in the hospital having your hole put in your mouth or your head cut off or whatever for an operation, be sure to ask if you can wear noise-canceling headphones. What's the ANC? The active noise cancellation is what
Yes.
According to research published at the National Library of Medicine, the already stressful situation of being in the hospital is made worse by the sounds of the operating room. Whether it be the tools that they use, or the beeping and incessant technology that's all around you that gets even more prevalent as we go. And even when you're under general anesthesia, your auditory cortex remains active. So your brain is still aware that your head is being cut off and that there's stuff happening around you. So they're finding that in tests, when they block out those sounds with active noise canceling, as long as it's not dentistry, I suppose, because then they're like rattling around and something connected to your skeleton, but charged separately, which is weird. if you're using active noise canceling, like people on airplanes would, or if you have AirPod Pros or whatever, it can keep the stress down and help you recover faster.
That makes a good point.
Next time you're getting a colonoscopy, put on your ANC headphones and try and block out the sounds of someone putting a hose up your
Not for me, buddy. I want them to hear my reactions.
I'd actually like to be conscious, please, if you could just make that instead of putting me under.
Look me directly in the eye.
So, like, I was thinking, like, we should make playlists for people to be under having surgery.
Steve, oh, my God.
Did we lose you?
No, I'm here. Okay, did we lose me?
Oh, your guys' picture swapped, which is really weird, and so we might have lost you for a second, or someone knows how to mess with it and I don't. Anyway, I'm thinking that we should make playlists for people to be under, whether it's your colonoscopy or whatever. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, oh, we should put Kung Fu movie soundtracks on there, and then maybe we'll like come to from the surgery, and you'll like be like get all matrixed and know Kung Fu afterwards or something like that.
That'd be awesome. It'd be way more useful than waking up speaking British.
My problem is I'd put like metal on there and then I'd wake up more stressed out than
You'd be so angry.
Look at that. Polly Pockets is here.
Freaking guy.
Yeah. I'm glad actual recording is higher quality.
Wow.
Yeah. From the far east of Washington State. There he is. He's Brandon from the internet. Hi, Skin Daddy.
Oh, look at that. Look at your face. It looks so good.
Oh.
Yeah.
We thought for sure you were going to be jealous.
No, I mean, I am, but I am willing to respect.
I want to tickle it.
Oh, it looks so good.
You want it to tickle you is what you mean.
Damn right. Just talking about putting holes in mouths, and I mean, yes.
Can you,
Brandon, we're just talking about how if you got to have surgery, or if you have someone's going to put a tube in your then you should put on your noise-canceling headphones, because when you go under anesthesia or general anesthetics, your auditory cortex remains active, so your brain still knows that something bonkers is happening around you.
I don't like that.
Well, if you put on the noise canceling, then you can avoid it, is the point.
That's the only, like... So you're... So you're still listening to everything happen, but then it's just like a little muffled. Like, I mean,
when you get knocked out for surgery, your brain is still recording what's going on through your ears. Yeah. The anesthetic doesn't stop that. Okay. But if you put on noise canceling headphones and it doesn't let the noise from outside where they're, you know, sawing off your leg or whatever, it doesn't let it in, then you, there's like, they were saying that like the occurrence of people getting, having to use opiates afterwards for pain management is like significantly less. And more the trauma me. And healing is improved.
Wow. More for me. So. That, I feel like I would assume that, like, okay, it knocks out all of the senses except for hearing, but then
your boners are out of control for like a week.
Just keep hearing this bandsaw in my head, and they just can't stop getting erections because of it.
My ears are so horny.
There's a construction site across the street, and I am so aroused.
Ever since I got my leg chopped off.
Hear that dump truck backing up, and I can't control myself.
You mean like a dump truck as a euphemism, right? You're like, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Both figuratively and literally.
But you see the ass on that guy driving it?
Tony Pizza's here, everybody.
Yay!
So we're making fun of you for having to be a realtor and not a podcaster tonight. That was our angle. Does it seem accurate? I stopped reading the text between you and Gravy because it was so frustrating that there was a million coming in.
Thanks for removing our recording night so I could be an hour late to it.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. We're late this week because old Brandolini here needed Tuesday night for whatever, and so here we are, and then he showed up.
Yeah. You already missed the power going out because of a hurricane here.
Siege's lost power. Hurricane West Seattle Helen is on the loose. It's like a whole thing. Yeah.
It's great.
All right.
Oh, what was the name of this episode going to be? I remember I had something in mind that was preposterous that we talked about yesterday on the chat, but I'm going to have to look through that.
Gravy will have to do it.
Yeah, maybe if he's got a second, he can look at that.
Since he's got a full head of dark hair.
I think this is super cool, guys. As soon as next year, we're likely to have eaten a strawberry grown in a vertical indoor farm. Ooh. A team of scientists from around the world, from as far as Australia to England to here in North America, are working together to develop this sweet new technology. You can read about it at newatlas.com. The photos are legitimately gorgeous. Like, it like looks so incredible because it's all of these grow lamps putting the light onto the plants that are growing. Previously, we've had these type of facilities for leafy greens, for lettuces and stuff like that, but they haven't been able to make it fruit correctly. Well, someone figured it out, and now they can do 4 million pounds of strawberries per year.
Oh my God, I'm looking at these right now.
Dude, that looks so dystopian and beautiful.
It's beautiful. Wild. It's some of the coolest photographs I've seen, and they're just very simple, just because of the contrast between the beautiful bright lights at 7K and the and then the red strawberries against the green. It's just so cool.
This looks like the fancy lattice vegetation on the outside of like fancy old school Mediterranean buildings.
Okay, now before we get too far, is 4 million berries a lot?
That is literally the next point I have written down. I'm like, that sounds like 4 million pounds of berries sounds like a lot, but I also don't know.
How many can you fit in your mouth?
40 pounds of strawberries every year.
1 minute of 4 million pounds of berries.
Yes! There we go. Tied it back in. Brandon died.
How many dudes around a bucket could eat 4 million pounds of berries?
1 minute of Ural cakes? That might have been it.
That's
there was something in there. I feel like there was still one other thing.
These photos look like if you asked, they look AI generated because they look so unrealistic. They look like if you asked, like, hey, what would the future look like if it was still future but didn't suck? You know? And they were like, there's berries growing inside of space.
What if the future was a success?
Yeah. But also it's like the amount of lights that are being used to grow those berries. I'm like, the amount of energy that had to be burned in order to power the thing to grow 4 million pounds of berries has to be
so
Because of that, it's not just energy for the lights, but it's also to have a breeze blow through so it doesn't overheat, right?
Ooh, fans.
And I was like, that's the same problem that cryptocurrency farmers have. And I'm like, are we about to get strawberry coin?
Dude.
Like, is that like a thing? Is it like
berry coin?
Berry coin.
Yeah, oh, can we like
wake me up when we get gravy coin?
Yeah, well. Dude, you know what?
You buy another whiskey, you might get it sooner than you think.
Hell yeah. That'd be gravy bucket.
Oh, thank you. 5 gallons of gravy bucket.
Bucket coin.
Bucket coin. Soft hands, Kirk. Did you speaking of the amount of energy that it takes to run the AI farms and everything, did you hear the thing about Microsoft, about Bill Gates?
Oh, what, was it the Three Mile Island or is it
that he's turning on Three Mile Island, a nuclear reactor that melted down. Well, not the one that melted down, but I like to make it hyperbole, the one that melted down so he can power freaking AI for Microsoft.
I'm surprised that there's not a bigger push to get the other nuclear power going, fusion going, to be able to power this stuff. Because, like, once they figure that out, this is why everyone should read The Three-Body Problem. It's so cool. Humans are, like, pushed to the edge of destruction, so they, like, respond by figuring out all these technologies and stuff. And one of the things they figure out is fusion technology to be able to produce basically unlimited energy. But it's so bright when they switch it on that it needs to be in space. Otherwise, it, like, cooks everything on Earth. So they have, like, space reactors up there sending back power back down to the Earth, which sounds awesome.
There's like two companies that are really close to making it happen, I believe. One's in like South Korea and the other one's up in Seattle. The group in Seattle is like stupid close to actually making it happen, but because of like
the even Tokamak reactor,
Pangea Proxima is about to fuse these two places
with the power of fusion. We will melt the coast together and great.
Wait, so is 4 million pounds of berries a lot? I have no idea.
I wasn't able to figure it out. I don't know how many, maybe like gravy could.
There's got to be some stoichiometry.
How many berries? Like, you know, we eat 100 million pounds of chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, how many strawberries does the U.S. consume every year?
Okay, so I type in, I'm looking up in just the Google. I'm not even going to the chat GPT. I go, I'm typing in how many strawberries are, and I'm just trying to figure out, like, eaten globally. The first pop-up is how many strawberries are eaten at Wimbledon. Is eating strawberries at Wimbledon a thing
with their champagne?
Oh, okay,
that sounds
more amazing. Than 38.4 tons of strawberries and 445 kilograms of raspberries are picked and consumed during the tournament. That's
weird.
Okay, 38.4 tons.
So how many Wimbledons do we eat a year?
Perfect. That's some stoichiometry.
I like that we're actually doing the real-time math right now.
Let's see. 38.4 tons is 84,000 pounds. So then we go, we have
420,000 pounds more for 1 million. So 392 million, or 3,900,000 pounds more.
Yeah, it's, let's see. 40,
just cut the little bush off of it.
47.25 Wimbledons is how many strawberries that place is growing.
Wow.
Great. Gravy says 8.8 million tons are harvested per year. Is that here in the States or is that globally? Do you know? Because,
Gravy, I mean, like, get us more information, more accurate information.
Berry math.
I need to go back and reread it a little bit better, but like there's 12 facilities that they built, and I don't know if the 12 facilities make 4 million pounds of strawberries, or if each one can do 4 million, because that seems excessive if each one can, and we're only globally eating 8.8. So, yeah, in 12 buildings, if we can do the world's half of the world's supply of strawberries, that's pretty incredible.
That's
especially
awesome.
If you scale it out to other things. And then, like, my big thought is, like, then we could maybe not nuke the bees all the time with the, you know, or the crops with the pesticides and stuff, because these are self-contained, so they don't get diseases and stuff that come in as easily. I'm sure there's still something that can happen with root rot and stuff like that, but, like,
do we have bees in there to pollinate them?
No, they figured out how to, like, they genetically edited them so they're easier to pollinate by scientists.
How are these
pollinating the plants manually?
Soft hands, Gerg.
They
give each scientist $100 for each pollination.
Fellas, I'm taking the gloves off.
It's $100 for each time, except you get to use your powers for good.
I had a teacher in seventh grade called Mrs. Flowers was her name. We learned about some life science in there. Oh, no. I remember what it was. Siege posted a picture of the hurricane hitting Florida, and I was like, oh, secret buttholes. Like, that's what it said. You could go on that Instagram account. And he said, this just means the rum will be flowing. And I said, the alligator's flying. And he said, F a Sharknado, Gator Cane.
Gator Cane.
See, Gator Cane makes me think of like a cartoon gator walking around like Mr. Peanut swinging a cane around.
It's a black and white movie about rosebuds. It's Gator Cane, Florida's version.
I love this.
My thing is, like, could we maybe not nuke the bees and just let them have a decade or two of, like, surviving? And then the answer is no, of course, because then all those farmers are out of business, and then what do they do? And then the petrochemical industry is like, well, we're not going to just lose money. We're going to obviously, like...
No, no, no.
Oklahoma City, all these freaking facilities that grow strawberries, like, obviously that would be the move, so that way they can keep their farms in business or whatever, right? I'm not saying that was an inside job, okay? I'm not a conspiracist, but I'm just suggesting conspiracies for the future. Yeah, that's way more fun, actually. Being a conspiracy creator, I think, is way better than being a conspiracy believer.
Somebody's going to use this podcast set in 2024, like in 30 years when somebody bombs. They're going to be like, see, they were already talking about it.
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
Yes, we were.
Yeah. Like all the stuff with, I don't know if I were allowed to talk about it because of, but... Of the famous guy who's getting in trouble for a lot of stuff.
Me?
Yeah, it's you. but they're now so everybody's famous. Pointing back at, like, every time Eminem has ever said anything that, like, he clearly knew everything and about the guy.
Simpson said it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was well known. And so you're going to be that. You're going to be the Eminem of the strawberry bombings of 2016.
Finally a break for a white guy. Yes. I mean, excuse me, a white rapper. That's
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Albuquerque is the Detroit of the South.
You said it, brother. All right. Well, I guess it's time for Guinness time.
Hell yeah.
Brandon's been here for 7 minutes now, so let's move into his...
Is that a new record?
How many of those minutes can you fit in your mouth?
Whoa, this lady looks crazy. This is going to be awesome. Most minutes fit in the mouth by a human woman. Is it?
Yes!
It's Guinness time. Taking a look at the Guinness World Records Instagram page to find out what records they posted this week, so we have to do as little work as possible. You can always chime in about your favorite records, too. NerdTalkPlus.com. Most hair clips on a wig in 30 seconds.
What? On a wig? Are you wearing the wig, or is the wig on somebody else?
I will demonstrate. The woman is—it's a woman, and she's wearing a long wig, and she is reaching to a table. I'm trying to get it on camera. Reaching to a table, and then sticking them in her hair like such.
30 seconds.
In 30 seconds.
Hmm. 43.
Damn it!
I like how you have an odd number when you have two hands, so you like clearly one misses. Like, I love that.
Yeah, you can't assume that she did perfect.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
54.
Gravy says 80. Most hair clips on a wig in 30 seconds by Helen Williams of Green White Green Country. 90.
Nigeria?
Whoa.
Wow. Is it Nigeria? What's the flag that is two stripes of green with a white stripe in the middle vertical? Nigeria?
Nigeria.
Yeah. Well, wow. Congratulations.
Good for you.
Helen Williams of Nigeria.
Helen Williams.
A very Nigerian name. We got Obafemi Martins and Helen Williams.
Helen Williams.
Colonialism, I guess, is probably actually a sad reason, yeah, but okay. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Talk about Helen.
Helen Obafemi Martins.
Helen William Martins.
Dude, Obafemi Martins, like, retired from soccer and then just, I think, started opening a strip club. Like, that was his
hell yes.
post... post-soccer career.
Somewhere like 2 hours outside of Miami.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like a peak location.
No.
I'm going.
Yeah, he struck me as the guy who spent all
who
of his money
drove an
as
ATV
soon as he
in
got
his
it.
Top floor apartment?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I tell you about the time I was at lunch with my mom at South Center, and we were at a bar. It was like a, it was not a restaurant slash bar. It was just a bar, and
just getting lit.
Yeah, me and my mom getting South drunk Center? At lunch. And my it was when I was working at the Sounders, and Obafemi Martins came in with one of the definitely teenage players who was on the team. to get him some drinks, and then like I think the teenage player saw me because I worked closely with the youth players and was like,
same,
we're cool, right? Yeah, we're cool.
Was it Giuliano Franco from
no
Canada?
That I would love to see, like, Giuliano Frano and Obafemi Martins. Shout out to Giuliano Frano for getting his like probably first ever podcast mention.
Well, outside of Full 90 Soccer Time podcast, yeah, where we've talked about him a lot, probably. But
yeah. I wonder, that would be like a very odd pair, Giuliano Frano and Obafemi Martins.
You couldn't get him away from the pool, like where he was tanning. Yeah, so that's
tanning
that's
and being
one
so handsome all the time. If you guys want to see a handsome man, most
largest
handsome man
collection
from Mississauga.
Of, okay, largest collection of Squishmallows.
Squishmallows? Oh,
that's a record.
Is that like
guess
a-
what? An American
term
set the record.
For, what?
Yeah, dude. They're like
is that
the,
like an e-girl term for stuffed animal?
Oh, they're a very they're specific type of stuffed animal. Like people that are. I bet you it leans more heavily. People that are into Japanese culture like them more. But like
or
I see them at Costco.
Toddlers.
Or toddlers. Yeah, I see them at Costco all the time. And like they're huge, and they're like, you know, like if you had a bean bag that wasn't leather or fake leather, the inside those little like tiny white styrofoam pellets that like really quickly gotcha. Become garbage, like that's what they're sort of filled with. It doesn't they don't like they can't like use it to like
somebody
support
got my
your
kids
head.
Both of my kids have one, and somebody got they're pretty soft and fluffy and nice. They don't they don't feel like they're filled with that. Maybe that's a different kind. Anyway, my guess is way too many for a single person to own is the record, because why?
How many do they own? What do they have to like 30 seconds to like buy them? Or they
no,
just
in general,
them?
Just a record for the person who owns the most Squishmallows.
250,620.
Well, thank you for so, taking it. Seriously, Brandon?
So many.
What did you say? 200?
That is so many. Let's see. One of them costs like $15. So...
That's what I'm saying, man. You got somebody like, you know.
That's what I'm saying. The guy who guessed 250,000.
I'm going to guess it's going to be somewhere around like, ooh, like 500 to 500. I'm going to say 500. That's
Paris
probably
Hilton
seems light.
Has
that's
just
light.
Like a building full of them. Listen, I'm
1,523 Squishmallows.
I was close.
Sabrina Dousman of. She has a more Nigerian name than Helen Williams.
Also from Nigeria.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Nigeria, like Nigeria, Texas.
There it is. Yeah. Nigeria County, not in Texas, that's for sure.
Yeah, no.
They don't pronounce it like that.
To be clear, Texas, that doesn't pronounce it like that. Not Nerd Talk Plus. We love everybody, except for ourselves.
I didn't say that.
Also, if you need realty advice while you're in Spokane, Washington.
Whatever, guys. I think
all right, guys.
House.
Most table tennis balls bounced and caught in shaving cream foam on the head. In 30 seconds.
Oh, I like this. I like this one because I can picture Homeboy's, exactly how it's done, and I love it.
Homeboy covered his bald head in I'm assuming bald head, in shaving cream, like a lot of it, and then he bounced ping pong balls, table tennis balls, off the wall and caught them in the foam on his head.
How did he shoot the ping pong balls?
Not from someone else's private parts.
Oh.
So we know it's on in Bangkok. with the question, clarifying question, was he allowed to so this is in 30 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he wouldn't have had the time. I just feel like the shaving cream would have been falling off at the same time.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Are they falling out of it? Are they all in there at the same time? Oh,
I'm
going to
say 15. That seems like a lot. 15.
I'm
going to go 37.
That's 37?
Rapid fire.
And
you
Gravy
only have
says,
so much head.
45.
Yeah, but he's going pow, pow, pow.
But think
pow,
about how
pow,
much
pow.
You got to be able to. Do they have to stay on, or do they just have to stick? Like, is there like?
Well, he caught it and then dropped it.
I don't. Guys, they don't say the rules. they don't say that part.
Man, Guinness is all loosey goosey with like their terms lately.
I think they're probably their social media person who makes $21,000 a year probably does not care about the particulars that like we do, because Nerd Talk Plus is a very serious podcast.
Go back to the
most table tennis balls bounced and caught in shaving foam on the head in 30 seconds. 16.
Wow,
Brandon.
Nice. Look at you, Brandon.
Thank you. I know something about bouncing.
Oh my god, this balls. I don't even want to read this one. I'm so mad at them for like getting a record for this. At least the guy who has shaving cream on his head and is doing something stupid is like, I don't know, at least it's kind of creative. Highest altitude fitness class.
Oh god.
Don't like.
I want to
Are we counting space?
Meters. Yes, I think, I don't know. It doesn't say.
In meters?
It's got to be in an airplane, right?
I want it in meters.
You want it in meters?
It's got to be some stupid yoga class on an airplane.
Do it in stoichiometry it.
Hold on, let me see if it says anything.
How many
highest altitude fitness class. It does not say anything about land, sea, or sky. Like, it doesn't, or space.
So that would be elevation, because altitude is flying. Elevation is like on a mountain.
Highest
then again, I get in those arguments with people in Colorado all the time because it's all like altitude TV.
Say
and whatever.
13,000 meters. 12,000 meters.
12,000 meters. Gravy?
16,000 meters.
Congratulations to Gravy's wife for completing the September challenge on Duolingo.
Oh.
Aren't your kids supposed to be going to bed right now? Isn't that like a thing? 1,800 meters, says Gravy. What did you say, Brandon? 12,000?
12,000.
Siege?
16,000.
6,476 meters, or 21,246 feet, which was so close to Gravy's original guess of 21,000 feet.
But then he didn't do
the stoichiometry, and so he just put in some random meter bullcrap, and here we are.
That one seems like it would be so easy to beat. You just get on a commercial flight, ruin it for everybody, and tell them that you're going to teach them yoga, and then call Guinness and be like, hey, I just taught a fitness class, and they're gonna say, what did you
prove
teach
it.
They're gonna say fitness record in your butt, and they're gonna
I've been
give you
fitness
the
record right in your butt.
Yeah.
That's a different record. How many records can you fitness in your butt?
How many records
how many
can you
fit swallow
in this butt?
How many can you eat?
Guys, final
seriously, guys, we should just teach a record. We should teach a yoga class on an airplane.
We should teach a yoga class below sea level.
Perfect. Lowest ever.
And then explode like a billionaire in a submarine. Isn't that one of the ways that Greg wants to go out?
Oh, volcano.
Volcano, yeah. But how would you feel about submarine implosion? Less good.
I mean,
volcano's way cooler.
Listen. Over is over, okay?
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. But I'd rather it be in a volcano. If I had a choice. How
submarine
you want to go,
volcano?
Brent? What's that? Did you say Sabrina volcano? Because that sounds like a really cool pop artist.
Hey, I know her.
Sabrina Volcano.
I subscribe to her OnlyFans.
Yeah. Don't forget to subscribe to Siege on OnlyFans at Siegeness. I don't know what he puts on there. I also don't want to know. But
don't worry. I'll give you a free subscription. I got discount codes.
Okay, well, thank you. finally, from Guinness World Records on Instagram, fastest speed on inline skates, in quotes, or in brackets, rollerblades, backwards, downhill.
Ooh.
I will take KPH or MPH, whichever you would prefer.
Do they have a location where it occurred?
Nor do they have an elevation.
Was it car assisted?
Damn it.
Fastest speed on inline skates, backwards, rollerblades, backwards, downhill.
30.
Not car assisted. He started from a stop, pump, 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 spin, backwards.
Were they hockey skates?
But he's going downhill.
They are. Let me see how many. I'm trying to do it without the
he
sound.
He said rollerblades.
Yeah, I know, but hockey rollerblades are different.
Oh, yeah.
They no, the these cool are like that. Nerds who go down, who like from the movie Airborne. Like
oh.
This, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
What a great movie. 32, good callback.
32 miles an hour.
Yo, no. We're going like, I'm talking, I want to say like 80 something no, miles per hour.
That is yeah. so fast.
Yeah, man. Weathers. You've never seen those videos where.
I've seen those. Brink. They would down, be dead.
Do they go down Devil's Backbone?
Let's do
for the
it.
Love of a woman?
Hell yes.
Seth Green?
Yeah, the movies that you do reference are well beyond.
Come on, man. You're on the Plex. Go look. It's there.
Dude, you should watch Airborne. It's real good.
Group outing.
38. Again, I think we should have a podcast where we watch movies and then we make fun of it as it's going.
Yes.
I think that would be fun. Or make fun of me for having never seen it or whatever. Gravy says 38 miles per hour. Siege says 80 miles per hour. And Brandon?
I said 32.
32. Fastest speed on inline skates, rollerblades, backwards, downhill, 81 kilometers per hour, 50.38 miles per hour.
Wow.
Still
I
yard.
Gave home.
That is fast.
I mean, America.
You beat so me fast. To it.
That is so fast. If I go 50 miles an hour on my bike downhill, I'm pooping. Like, that is so fast.
Yeah, I mean, the worst part is having to tell your mom you set the record.
With poop in your pants.
We're done. It's over. All right. Well, that about does it for anything intellectual we might ever say, because never again can we recover from that. I guess it's time to find out, if anything, what did we learn this week? Joining us, producer Sean Gravy Gervin. Tell us, Sean, what did we learn this week? Because after all, it's a very heady show.
You know, I'm probably have to go off script and say I learned something this week. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with a stash. Just how good, great, you know, how good Greg looks with a stash. I might have to do that myself. Yeah,
I think he's moving up my ginger rankings. He's currently number three.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Wait, who's one and two?
Who's one and two? I'll just have to get those for you. I'll give those to you by the end of
Well, thank you. I appreciate the very nice compliment. That's very nice.
Yeah. Also, I mean, you guys complimented me so much with my dark hair at 45 years old.
Man,
that everything's.
It's wild. Your Brandon's gonna be gray before you are.
Your face looks so good, Greg. I just want to say.
God damn it, dude. You want to make out or what? Like,
hell
I don't
know.
Dude, our
mustaches. Just making up for last week.
It'd be way too much friction.
We'll put it on social.
Rub mustaches together?
Yes. That's fusion. That's how we create fusion.
Hey!
Proxima Prime or whatever it's called.
Well, I can say this, that Brand learned this week that he's busy doing tug jobs, but he's going to have to re-listen to the entire episode and learn that Siege has two siblings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew about the one.
Yeah.
Dude. I knew about the one. No, you have a sister.
You
got to
go back in. You got to go back in.
Yeah, he has a sister.
Obi-Wan Kenobi was wise not to tell me about her. Hide her. Yeah, whatever.
And then, Siege, you need a dedicated air supply to, make sure you can sleep through the hurricane hellscape of Florida this week.
Hell yeah.
Don't you guys kind of need dedicated... Are you a sleep apnea, too? Like, don't you already need a dedicated air supply?
You gotta go back and listen.
Okay. Yeah, Brandon.
You're so far afield right now. Yeah.
Your punishment is actually listening to the show.
Hey, while I was driving home, telling you guys that I was going to be very late, I was listening to the show, and I was laughing because of... imagining there was a man named Dave who looks at things that he shouldn't on his work computer, living inside of an Alexa because he got connected to it.
I have literally no idea what you're talking about, and I was there.
Yeah, same. I listened to it and I was like, oh, that was really funny.
I want to just take a minute to thank everybody for listening and everything, nerdtalkplus.com for more, but like, I listen to this thing and I find it to be very charming and funny and nonsensical and like, If you want to help us out, you can tell someone about it, because I think that people are missing out. I think this is a very good podcast, and it's very nice.
Same. Hey, I get so many messages for it on Instagram, or like messages to my own private feed and everything else like that. And the feedback is great. And now that you can message or like comment on each individual episode on Spotify.
Oh, please do.
Rank us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts, rank us 5 stars. Leave us a review. All that stuff helps, man. I mean, by all means, share us. Share us with your friends. Share us with your enemies.
You know what the easiest way to do it is when you pick someone up and you're going to go hang out or whatever, it's early in the morning, you're driving to work, carpool or whatever, just put it on And just like something so you don't have to like communicate with somebody, but you have it on and then you can all have a nice giggle about it. Maybe they don't get it the first couple episodes because obviously there's a lot to get. But it's, yeah, it would just be really helpful, I think. So, but I'm really proud of it because I think we make a really fun thing here. And it's obviously preposterous, but I'm pretty proud of it. And so however many people listen, we don't even know because Hail Odyssey. But yeah, it's... I'm just even Brandon being here for 20 minutes, super fun, and it's fun to go back and hear it and be like, oh, yeah. Every day, every week when I'm editing it, I'm like, this is so stupid. I love it. So, anyway,
and to step on everybody's goodwill yeah. and the nice clean wrap ups that we all had there.
Yeah.
Greg, you learned this week that you are a detective on Sarah's with a point defense cannon and a rail gun, and you're gonna go out there and defend.
I'm gonna buddy cop the shit out of this place with Manly, dude.
Hell yeah.
R.I.P. in peace.
Sup, dummies?
Ginger rankings. Real quick.
Yeah,
outside looking rankings. In. Socrates, Thomas Jefferson, Conan O'Brien, Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett, Reba McIntyre, Prince Harry, Gingerbread Cookies, and Amy Adams. 5, Ginger Spice. 4, Gregor. 3, Isla Fisher. 2, Christina Hendricks. 1, Bryce Dallas Howard.
That's a solid ranking.
Yeah.
I thought you said Greg
Reba's
climbed up to number 3.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put him up to there. Listen, I'm sorry. You can't pass Christina Hendricks.
No.
No, but she can pass someone else. I mean, yeah. I couldn't get by. Well, never mind. I'm just going to leave it at that. Bye everybody.
Bye.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk. Yeah.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, that about does it for anything intellectual we might ever say, because never again can we recover from that. I guess it's time to find out, if anything, what did we learn this week? Joining us, producer Sean Gravy Gervin. Tell us, Sean, what did we learn this week? Because after all, it's a very heady show.
You know, I'm probably have to go off script and say I learned something this week. And
oh, wow!
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with a stash, just how good Greg looks with a stash. I might have to do that myself. Yeah,
I think he's moving up my ginger rankings. He's currently number 3.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Wait, who's 1 and 2?
Who's 1 and 2? I'll just have to get those for you. I'll give those to you by the end of...
Well, thank you. I appreciate the very nice compliment. That's very nice.
Yeah. Also, I mean, you guys complimented me so much with my dark hair at 45 years old.
Man,
that everything's...
It's wild. Your brain's going to be gray before you are.
Your face looks so good, Greg. I just want to say.
God damn it, dude. You want to make out or what? Like,
hell
I don't
yeah.
Dude, our mustaches.
Just making up for last week.
It'd be way too much friction.
We'll put it on social.
Rub mustaches together?
Yes. That's fusion. That's how we create fusion.
Hey!
Proxima Prime or whatever it's called.
Well, I can say this, that Brand learned this week that he's busy doing tug jobs, but he's going to have to re-listen to the entire episode to learn that Siege has 2 siblings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew about the one.
Yeah.
Dude. I knew about the one. No, you have a sister.
You
got to
go back in. You got to go back in.
Yeah, he has a sister.
Obi-Wan Kenobi was wise not to tell me about her. Hide her. Yeah, whatever.
And then Siege, you need a dedicated air supply to make sure you can sleep through the hurricane hellscape of Florida this week.
Hell yeah!
Don't you guys kind of need dedicated? Are you a sleep apnea too? Like, don't you already need a dedicated air supply?
You gotta go back and listen.
Okay. Yeah, Brandon,
you're so far afield right now. Yeah, yeah,
your punishment is actually listening to the show. Hey,
while I was driving home, telling you guys that I was going to be very late, I was listening to the show and I was laughing because of. Imagining there was a man named Dave who looks at things that he shouldn't on his work computer living inside of an Alexa because he got connected to it.
I have literally no idea what you're talking about, and I was there.
Yeah, same. I listened to it and I was like, oh, that was really funny.
I want to just take a minute to thank everybody for listening and everything, nerdtalkplus.com for more, but like, I listen to this thing and I find it to be very charming and funny and nonsensical. And like, if you want to help us out, you could tell someone about it, because I think that people are missing out. I think this is a very good podcast. It's very nice.
Same. I get so many messages for it on Instagram, or like messages to my own private feed and everything else like that. And the feedback is great. And now that you can message or like comment on each individual episode on Spotify.
Oh, please do.
Rank us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts, rank us 5 stars. Leave us a review. All that stuff helps, man. I mean, by all means, share us. Share us with your friends. Share us with your enemies.
You know what the easiest way to do it is when you pick someone up and you're going to go hang out or whatever, it's early in the morning, you're driving to work, carpool or whatever, just put it on. And just like something so you don't have to like communicate with somebody, but you have it on, and then you can all have a nice giggle about it. Maybe they don't get it the first couple episodes, because obviously, I mean, there's a lot to get. But it's, yeah, it would just be really helpful, I think. So, but I'm really proud of it, because I think we make a really fun thing here. And it's obviously preposterous, but I'm pretty proud of it. And so however many people listen, we don't even know, because Hail Odyssey. But yeah, it's... I'm just even Brandon being here for 20 minutes, super fun, and it's fun to go back and hear it and be like, oh, yeah. Every day, every week when I'm editing it, I'm like, this is so stupid. I love it. So anyway,
and to step on everybody's goodwill, yeah, and the nice clean wrap ups that we all had there.
Yeah.
Greg, you learned this week that you are a detective on Sarah's with a point defense cannon and a rail gun, and you're going to go out there and defend.
I'm going to buddy cop the shit out of this place with Manly, dude.
Hell yeah.
R.I.P. in peace.
Sup, dummies?
Ginger rankings. Real quick.
Yeah,
outside,
yeah,
looking rankings. In. Socrates, Thomas Jefferson, Conan O'Brien, Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett, Reba McEntire, Prince Harry, Gingerbread Cookies, and Amy Adams. 5, Ginger Spice. 4, Gregor. 3, Idla Fisher. 2, Christina Hendricks. 1, Bryce Dallas Howard.
That's a solid ranking.
Yeah.
I thought you said Greg
Reba's
climbed up to number 3.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put him up to there. Listen, I'm sorry. You can't pass Christina Hendricks.
No.
No, but she can pass someone else. I mean, yeah. I couldn't get by. Well, never mind. I'm just going to leave it at that. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Nerd talk, nerd talk, talking about nerd talk. Yeah.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.